From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis leads Catholic faithful in Mass at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Massive crowds turned out Friday in New York to see the 78-year-old pontiff ride through Central Park in his Popemobile as he waved to thousands of screaming fans and applauding people ahead of the Mass. Earlier, he visited Our Lady Queen of Angels School in East Harlem. Friday morning, in an address to the UN General Assembly, the pontiff exhorted presidents and prime ministers to show leadership in combating climate change and poverty and in protecting refugees fleeing conflicts. From the United Nations, Francis traveled to the National September 11th Memorial, where he took part in an interfaith meditation service. The Pope plans to leave New York Saturday morning for 2 days in Philadelphia, his final stop of his U.S. tour. President Obama is hosting China's President Xi Jinping at a state dinner at the White House. Earlier, the two men held a wide-ranging meeting and press conference. Mr. Obama said he and Mr. Xi agreed to work together to stop cybercrime.
We've agreed that neither the U.S. or the Chinese government will conduct or knowingly support cyber-enabled theft of intellectual property, including trade secrets or other confidential business information for commercial advantage.
The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks in recent years. China has denied those allegations. The two presidents also discussed human rights, climate change, and China's territorial claims over islands in the South China Sea. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, says he will resign one of the most powerful positions in the U.S. government at the end of October. As Cindy Sain reports, the 65-year-old Ohio Republican has been under intense pressure from conservative members of his own party.
Friday morning, word leaked out that Boehner abruptly announced he would resign in a meeting with his fellow Republicans. Some of his own most conservative members had been threatening to force a challenge vote to his leadership, saying he is too prone to compromise with Democrats on core issues. When Boehner finally spoke to reporters, he seemed almost relieved.
My first job as Speaker is to protect the institution. It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution.
Some conservative Republicans welcome the news of Boehner's resignation. Boehner himself will still have to try to get a funding bill passed by October the 1st to avoid another partial government shutdown. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
Croatia lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia Friday, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, European Union Commissioner Johannes Hahn said the migrant crisis is a global problem that can be resolved only through the joint engagement of all European countries.
It's not the way to build in Europe new borders, new fences. This is not how Europe works.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor. Iran is demanding a thorough investigation by Saudi Arabia and help for Iranian pilgrims affected in a stampede by Hajj pilgrims that killed at least 717 people near Mecca. Mass demonstrations broke out across Iran Friday, with protesters denouncing Saudi Arabia's handling of the event. Authorities in Iran said at least 131 Iranian nationals died in the crush in Mina on the outskirts of Mecca. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of annual Hajj pilgrimage procedures and expressed his deep condolences for the casualties. And baby pandas are not usually named until they are 100 days old, but when the First Lady of China is in town, you make an exception. On Friday, in front of dignitaries and more than a dozen third-grade school children, First Lady Michelle Obama and China's First Lady announced that a male cub born August 22nd would be called Bebe, which means precious treasure. For more, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.